Welcome to the Big Hot Show. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week, we've got
Abigail,
Emily,
Will,
Ben.
And this is your Big Hot Show for Wednesday, February 23rd, 2011. Okay, so I got a question for you guys. You know, I've noticed as I've gotten older, like, my hangovers are getting worse. And it really, really makes me sad, because I used to be able to just drink nonstop and wake up the next morning and just start drinking, like, at noon. And now, I've got this uphill battle where I just feel awful all day. Have you guys noticed this trend?
I think it's because you're drinking more. You have to drink more to achieve the same level. That's why you're getting more hungover.
So I'm like a heroin addict.
I don't know. I only started getting hangovers recently, and they are terrible, and I hate them. I feel like I want to murder somebody the next day.
Yeah, I'm hungover right now, actually.
Okay, but what I'm getting at is, like, I mean, I know I drink more than I used to, but why is it that, like, I have, like, it feels like the toll is higher I pay now? Is that just part of getting
you're
old?
Dying.
Well, turning 13 is hard. That's hard for anyone.
Oh, damn it.
There's so many feelings that just explode into your body.
I've got hair in all these weird places.
That manifests itself as a hangover.
You know, my next question I've got for you guys. Mexican people. Why do they all look the same?
Wow.
What? Did you?
No.
We have totally just hit hillbilly status. Like, that's it.
No. Okay, no. I'm not trying to be a drunk asshole. I'm just merely stating, to me, Mexican people all look the same.
Like,
no one has ever experienced anything similar to this ever. I'm the only one on earth who's ever had this.
You disgust me.
I mean, they tend to have dark hair. They're very tan.
No, I'm saying, like, scientifically, why do I think all Mexican people look the same? I want to know, where's Darwin here?
Why do you think it?
Because I'm racist. I got that. But
racism, that's it.
But, I think there's got to be, why are we able to distinguish traits in our own race better than other races?
The way our brains are programmed to recognize faces, there are certain things that we learn to look for, like, in other white people's.
Well, it's just like a lot of people think that all white people look alike. For Emily and I, they are. Let's be honest.
Scientists are on it. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I said, well, it's just like a lot of people think white people all look the same. Like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, oh, I'm such an asshole. I'm saying everybody thinks.
I'm saying that.
You are an asshole.
That other races appear.
Well, I mean, the idea being that when you have limited experience with a handful of people that are from somewhere else, like, well, I met 3 Mexicans today. Everybody from Mexico is like that. Conversely, if you were to go to Mexico and they saw you, they'd be like, all white people look like that.
So to combat racism, we should have an equal distribution of all races we're exposed to at all times.
Like a buffet.
No, that's a Chinese buffet. That's not the same. That's only one
race.
Wait,
are you saying they all look the same?
Here's the question. Why is... Oh, of course I'm saying that.
I was asking.
Of course.
Most buffets do look the same.
Of course I'm saying anything that's not me looks the same. Basically, anyone who's not me is the same.
I think this is going to be edited out. We're just going to be like, fuck.
I'm the only one that's had this idea.
I've lived in a very diverse area.
What does that mean, Abigail?
She lives next to a black nightclub.
An old wise man once said that once... Oh, how does it go? Once you
Blake?
You don't know Jack, you'll never go back. Have you gone back?
Oh, yeah. I've gone back. And then back. And then back again.
Oh, you're a flip-flopper. You're like the John Kerry of cock colors.
I am.
Oh, I didn't know what we were fucking talking about. I thought she was talking about the nightclub. Like, she kept going back to the nightclub.
I guess
it is a nightclub, but...
Oh, no,
like that. Because at night, she clubs herself with it or something like that.
That makes even less sense.
Man.
I hit my face with a penis? What?
Well,
now,
I mean,
speaking of you,
like.
Speaking of you hitting your face with a penis.
Thank you.
You just had something called a passion party.
It is amazing.
What is a passion party?
It Explain is when it. A bunch of girls get together and someone shows us vibrators and dildos and lubricants.
Now, who is this someone and can it be me?
No, it's a professional woman who sells
A dildo professional. Excuse me, may I see your papers from Juilliard School of Dildos?
Can I just say that it's really weird to have a girl talk about her vagina and vibrators when I have another guy that's like right next to me and his beard is about to touch mine? Like, I want to be excited about that and then I'm just scared.
No, okay, can we take a
Not excited about him.
Are you shitting me? I've never been more turned on in my life than I am right now.
Okay, now this is a thing that I've experienced. If dudes are hanging out, right, and they like I start to get aroused by, like, you know, Halle Berry jiggles on TV or something, right, and I start getting aroused, I feel really weird when I'm around other dudes.
We get to hide our arousal.
That's right.
Great.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying, like, dudes, we have to work, we've got an uphill
you'd be
battle.
Like, hey, who wants to hand me that?
And everyone's like, not me, dude.
No, we can't. Me and my friends and I can't share, like, be around the same vibrators because they're all the same now. So, you know.
Oh, so you just trade when you. Oh, mine's out of batteries. Can I have yours?
No, they all look the same. They're a totem pole. And then the thing that goes in your clitoris is a beaver.
Your what?
What?
I've just heard this for the first time.
Clitoris?
What?
Clitoris?
Is this a kind of Fabergé egg?
It's very pretty.
It's a Southwestern side dish.
Oh, come on down to Steve's Southwestern Clitorises. Okay, but so you go to the passion party. Uh-huh. Did you guys buy a lot of products?
Oh yeah, I did. I bought a lot of stuff. I bought this thing that numbs the back of your mouth so you can deep throat better.
No!
Wait, I'm sorry. People need something to help them do that?
No, wait. Girls, or excuse me, most people have gag reflexes, right? This is like a combatant to that.
Dating a black guy killed that for me, but I just got it because it tasted good.
Oh,
there you go.
Once you what?
I don't have a gag reflex. Done. Anyway.
No. See, I've heard multiple women have
told
me this.
More shots.
What happens? Like, the dick goes there and you're like, well, this feels great. Perfect.
Wait, for in my mouth? What?
Okay, dick in your mouth, yeah. Right?
And walk us through a blowjob.
Right, walk us through this. The dick's right. 6 feet into your esophagus. You're like, I'm fine with this.
Yeah, it's great. Love it. Done.
No, come on. Quit playing around. There's like no discomfort. There's
no
nothing.
I mean, if it's repeatedly shoved down your throat, there is some discomfort, but not. That's when you take a break and you lick the testicles.
How did we get to testicle licking? I mean, we are fucking 10 minutes into this. God. How did that happen?
Ben, can you hand me that, please?
Now wait. Now you were rolling your eye.
I'm sorry, you were fluttering. About testicle licking.
Emily, you were fluttering your eyes when she was talking about. Do you not have a gag reflex either?
This is turned into something very different than what I was invited to.
Look, I just want to know. And the National Park Service. I was promised the National
Emily
Park
Service.
Well, we have somebody for our expertise, and that's my expertise is sucking dick. So they won't move on.
Oh my God,
me
too.
Yeah.
Let's start a club passion party.
No, and then the other thing,
so what does the numbing device do? Let's get back on topic.
It tastes like mint and it numbs the back of your throat.
So it's like. Like Novocaine when you go to the dentist office?
It's like a night light numbing. Anyway, and then I got this other thing.
Yeah,
it's
like
called
Orajel. Like when you have a toothache?
Is that what old people
Except
use
it tastes
it for?
Good.
Oh, God.
I also got this thing called nipple nibblers, and it tingles, and it tastes like strawberries, and you put it on your nipples or other places. It tastes real good.
I just like titties in my
mouth.
I don't
do
need all
them
of this.
Off your own nipples?
No, I mean,
is that what they're for?
No, I use it as chapstick, because that's what you can do.
Why? I don't get. So I think your lips taste like nipples.
It tastes like strawberries. It tastes good.
Why didn't you just buy strawberry chapstick and put on your nipples? Why did you pay like all this money for?
It was like,
nipple device.
No, it was actually cheaper than chapstick.
Yeah, I bet.
So, you know, I got a big tub for like $9.
A tub? What are you doing with it?
I rub it all over myself. I tingle everywhere.
Before I go out, I roll in a big old pan of nipple rub.
And I got a vibrate. Anyway.
Then I taste like strawberries and I'm tingly.
I also got a vibrator and this other thing that matches with your pheromones that smells nice.
Now, see, I talked about this in the stand-up. Girls can just buy all this cool, fun, sexy stuff, and it's cool and fun, right? But dudes can't buy fleshlights, or they're a fuck-up, a reject,
a pervert. No, they showed us male masturbators.
Oh, really? How many guys were at this party?
None, but she said that she has had some with only men. She just hasn't.
Yeah,
I bet
they're very well attended.
You never want to do that. Look at fake buttholes with a bunch of other guys.
Yeah, I can't even look at J-Lo on the Grammys. No, I'm going to go look at ass products.
Well, this she one said is that, modeled after her, but I think you're like the smaller one.
She said that men get offended if you're like, oh, this is something that makes you girthier. They get offended, so you don't actually sell products at these type of parties.
Well, that's because our dicks are huge.
You'll girth.
What is a girth? Now, girls tell me, it's not the length,
it's
the
fixating
girth.
Fixating on sex?
Because you're the one that's talking about passion parties.
No, I thought we were going to move on.
This is my last question. Okay, why do girls always say, oh, it's the width, it's not the length?
Because it's like a dead cavity inside. We can't feel past the first
couple
inches.
Gross, dead cavity? My God, I'm a fucking necrophiliac, and I didn't even know it. What the fuck?
Apparently, I did not even know I could have cavities in my mouth. And
it's a soulless void that holds calm.
Okay, we've got to move on. This
abyssal
is
sin.
But the passion
cavity.
But the passion party was good, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Loved it.
Okay.
I thought you were getting the vapors.
Okay, let's move on to something more classy. Egypt. What the fuck? Get your shit together, Egypt. Come on, they're not even a country yet. It's been like 10, 20 days now. Global revolution, economic thoughts and strategizing. Go.
Have they turned the internet back on? Because that's the major problem.
They turned it back on
Egypt
like a week ago. They got it all on Reddit.
If you live, in a Muslim country, can you look at porn? And is it like totally unrestricted?
You have to like.
Oh, cover half your face.
Cover
is that
the
what you're
face.
Trying to say?
Yes.
I can only see one breast at a time.
Or maybe they're just like jerking off to ankles.
It only took us 1 second to get back to sex on Egypt.
Yeah, we need.
Do you think they have passion Egypt parties?
A secular country.
Right.
No. They
was a secular leader.
No, they believed he was God. He is Pharaoh of Egypt.
Thousands of years.
No, I played Bejeweled 2. Or excuse me, what is it? What is the one Luxor? The one where you Egypt is, where you shoot the little things and they go in the circle.
What?
What's the name of that
stupid
game?
They're still building pyramids. Like, they just moved them into America, and that's why you had the one in Memphis. They're outsourcing pyramid building now.
Man, a pyramid is a pretty baller thing to do. Hey, I'm going to die, and when I do, y'all got to build me this giant
y'all
thing.
Y'all fuckers remember me.
Yeah, like, who has
and
the
then,
balls
and all
these
the traps.
Days?
That's what I like, the idea that, like, not just are you entitled to the pyramid, but if anybody comes and fucks with you, there's poison gas and all that shit in Indiana Jones.
I don't know that's what true. You're going to for historical reference.
I'm pretty sure Steven Spielberg went through a lot of research, okay?
Nazis, they melt.
Yeah, it's actually filmed on location in like the Temple of Doom and all these other places. It was just these artifacts were destroyed in the making of the movie.
Here's what gets me about Egypt. You know, now all these revolutions are starting in other countries. And my question is like, I don't know, I guess it kind of blew my mind that like, oh, hey, we could like overthrow the government if we want. You forget that, you know? Like, if we wanted to, we could overthrow the United States government. We as a people could.
Well,
yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with the difference between the military's role in Egypt and here. Like, over here,
no, but at the end
our
of the
military
day,
is completely under the control of the government.
I understand
over
that,
there, it's
but
not.
At the same time, like, if people were, if the majority of Americans were riding
really
in the street.
It's really hot over there, so.
It's way hot. No,
that's like just the bread and butter of any revolution. It's just fucking hot.
Let's do it tomorrow, guys.
Or I guess it's winter. No, they want to get outside. Okay, so I guess we're not going to solve the Middle East revolution.
I wanted to make
crisis.
An Indiana Jones reference, but he
oh,
took
we're
it.
Waiting.
Too late.
I wanted to say it really did feel like Step on Fortune Cookie.
It feel like fortune cookie. Speaking of racist shit, my God.
Are we
short,
going back to that?
Short round, most racist character in any movie. I'm racist for saying Chinese people look the same. Look at Short Round, and people celebrate Indiana Jones.
They even got typecast because he was playing the same role in Goonies.
I love that movie.
Oh, forgot. Yeah, wait, are you sure it's the same guy? Because I do think all Chinese people look the same.
It is the same guy.
I am almost maybe sure.
Well, I talked about this the other day. Whenever a group of dudes gets drunk and they come back from the bar, they bitch about life and then they ask each other stupid questions like, how much would it cost for you to suck a dick? Now, right. Abigail, you don't have to answer this because we know the answer is being black. But
wow.
Hey-o.
Wow.
But beyond that,
civil rights organizations are going to be suing us after this.
But no, I mean, okay, I really want to examine this for dudes. What is the amount of money to suck a dick? Or I mean, a girl. Well, I guess it's not really fair for girls.
I've done it for free.
How clean is the dick?
Negative dollars? I don't know.
It's a stranger. You don't know the cleanness.
Does anyone know?
Right, no one would know, but the stranger would know. You'd never see him again.
Presumably,
does it pass the teeth?
It's not a blowjob. If it's not, what kind of blowjobs are you getting?
How much would you have to be paid to kiss a penis?
Oh, okay, fine. How much money would it take for you to kiss it? Everyone can get in on this.
I think kissing it is even weirder.
Kiss a stranger's penis. How much money would you?
Does he have an STD? I have to know this.
We're
for sure.
Assuming, but we're not entirely sure. But let's assume there's no drugs. STDs.
I have to be
Why are STDs
Wait,
and
no,
drugs
there
like
drugs
the same?
Involved, I can, yeah, true.
But
yeah.
How much money would it really take?
Is he nice?
Will he call you afterwards?
What does that mean? Is he nice?
Well, no. I mean, you don't want him to shove your head down and then gag you. I mean, let's all be honest.
That's not a kiss.
Oh.
No, that's what she thinks kiss is. These kids today.
Oh, I thought we were still just giving him a blowjob.
We're on last sweet night kisses.
Oh.
I grew up.
Her definition of blowjob is when it reaches the stomach. I am so sorry.
We've already been there, Blake.
So no one has answered yet.
Kiss a dick.
Still need more clarification.
Kiss a dick.
He's very nice.
No one has to know.
No one
is
will
know.
Is
he related to me in any way?
Normal.
Yeah, it's an average.
Is it like a normal shape?
Let's just assume all around average. Why can't I not just say everybody's like, oh, does it have green hairs? No, it doesn't have green hairs. It's a normal fucking dick.
Stipulations, you have to answer.
I'm trying to get a better mental image.
Are you related to this person?
No. God, I said stranger. You've never met your relatives? A stranger. Okay. I'm going to throw a ballpark out there. I would do it for, never's going to make fun of me because this is too low. I'd do it for $1,000. $1,000 is a lot of money. You wouldn't do it for $1,000.
No.
Just right on the tip.
Right on the tip. Right on one the second. Tip.
Oh, and I keep forgetting that we're not talking about getting gag fucked.
No, right, no. Just a kiss.
Like, are you going to throw up? I don't. Yeah, does it have to be on the head or can it just be
just
like
a kiss?
Just a kiss. Oh, $5,000. Really? $4,999? You wouldn't do it.
Standard.
I want to know.
5,000 is the limit.
Not never was.
Touche. Not never was. Where does okay? I talked to you about this, Emily. Okay, they say okay. What does Charles Darwin say? Every trait that we have is perfectly selected because things that didn't have that trait died off. Right.
Not perfectly.
Well, but it's more, we're very highly evolved with our best traits. Our best traits are most of our traits, right? We don't, usually if you get a bad trait, it doesn't hang around for a while, right? Why do we itch? Someone explain that to me. I got an itch. I'm not healing myself when I scratch, right? I'm not getting any better by scratching. Why do we itch?
I don't have a funny answer, but I mean, it's because you're removing dead skin.
No, but that's not true. But sometimes you just itch for no reason. I'm like, oh man, there's an excess of dead skin.
Well, you're fucking strung out. I don't know. I mean,
it could be a testing mechanism for the nervous system to make sure it's still working.
It's like a psychological.
It's like a fire drill. It's like a fire drill.
Okay, what about tickling? Do any other animals laugh? Is there like do monkeys tickle each other? I don't even know the answer to
this. Yeah, they tickle. They tickle.
Okay, but fish don't get tickled. Where's like the cutoff for tickling? Like, how evolved you got to be to get tickles?
Well, fish have a very different nervous system.
Do bears tickle each other? Can a bear tickle somebody?
I think that's called mauling.
No. Gotcha, buddy. Oops, stabbed
you. Did.
Not Yogi Bear, all right? This is a little different. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's Serious Bear, not Yogi Bear. Come on. The real one that tickles the other bear.
Sloths, do they tickle?
I don't know.
They're kind of like monkeys.
They're like monkeys.
Or what about, even talk about, like, what is laughing? Like, when did we evolve to laughing at some point for some reason and it stuck around for ages?
That to me, like, the sense of humor is the most bizarre thing about humans and, like, some of the greater primates.
That could be something to do with, like, creating community, though. Communities of animals who can entertain each other, perhaps.
I guess.
Yeah,
I guess
maybe.
Together and we're able to survive better and mate.
Well, it's true because
somebody called Dawkins. Ask him
if you're. So you're trying to say that because it's a survival trait, basically.
Basically, anything we have is due to makes us live better.
No, it's because being funny helps you get laid.
Aha! Well, see, that
actually,
is even,
no,
that's
it
kind
doesn't
of a survival
at
trait.
All.
No. Now here's my point. Now, ladies, no offense. I mean, I'm sorry, but this is just what I observed. You know, just like you know. Black people don't tip. Ask anybody. You know? Black people don't tip well.
Dude, I am getting calls from the NAACP now.
Ask any motherfucker who has ever worked in any sort of food service. They'll tell
you
the same thing.
Wait,
so has that joke gotten you laid? Is that what you're trying to prove?
That's not a joke. That's fact. It's not funny. It's sad to me when I was waiting tables.
You never waited tables. You never had a real job.
I waited tables for a year.
Wait, where?
When I lived in Nashville. You don't know shit about me, bitch. Shut up. My point is, okay, just like that's an observed. I'm serious. No, look, call me racist all you want. It's an observed thing. I believe it's true. Other people I've spoken to. All right. Well,
anyway, no, you said on point.
My point is women aren't as funny as men, just as a general rule.
Oh. I think Emily
it's
is
true.
Hilarious.
No, wait, hear me
Thank
out.
You.
Hear me
I
out.
Find
hear,
you
no,
very
no, no,
funny
no, 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 no,
well.
Now hear me out.
Backpedaling.
Hear me out. Okay, I'm not saying this as a blanket rule for all women
That's
ever.
It's also like saying men are the better writers.
Men are the better writers.
Are they? Or is it just because certain people get picked?
Okay, well, just your
That's
woman.
That's why women have to
or
have
that,
a pseudonym.
Would the women
or
stop talking? A man
men,
is talking.
Or historically, men were better educated until recently. You know?
My point, okay, well, read a book. Good job. My point is
I can read, you can't, done.
Oh, God, I know. I need my Kindle so bad. What I'm getting at is that I believe, okay, what is a guy, now this is true. If a guy wants to have sex, what does he got to have? He's got to be attractive, handsome. He's got to have social status. You know, he's a cool dude, or, you know, he's got to have the ability to impress you some other way. In our society, women are the sexual selectors, and it's the man's job to impress the woman. Like it or not, that's how it is. Can we admit that's fact?
Yeah, that's true.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so women, by definition, don't have to try as hard, at least in the like impressing. Well. It's different, but my point is intellectual impressing is not as hard for
women. Women have to be more selective when choosing a mate because it's a lot. Sex is a bigger risk for us.
Oh yeah, it's so hard to get dudes being a girl. Oh, I go to the bar, I have tits.
No, we have to. That's not what I'm saying.
I gotta select a man.
That's not what she's saying at all.
I'm saying we have to be selective when we're choosing a mate because there's a bigger risk involved for us because we could get pregnant and we'd have to take care of that child.
My point is that if you're a dude, right?
Well,
there's
you could
more
just
pressure.
Fall down.
There's
mean, that would take. That.
There's more pressure.
Not always. Maybe you're such a retarded
punch.
Child.
I'm saying avoiding teenage pregnancies.
There's more social pressure for a guy to be funny than for a girl to be funny. Can we agree that that's possibly true?
No. If you're fat, there's always a pressure to be funny.
Right. No, exactly. The funniest stand-up comedians are usually the ugliest fucking people on earth. Right? They're unattractive. It's usually fat people.
I don't think that being a dude puts pressure on you to be funny. I think... Not being
wanting
handsome, intelligent, rich, or cool puts pressure on being funny.
Right, but girls can still get mates, to use a Darwin term, without...
A Darwin?
That is,
to throw out just how learned I am.
I remember when Darwin was like, g'day, mate, all right, and he wrote it. Look, I remember when Australian Darwin said, women aren't as funny as men. I'm just saying that, like, men have to sort of intellectually, that's part of it, whereas women don't have to pursue that as much. And that's why, in general, guys are funnier than girls.
I disagree with that, because the more intellectual you are, the harder it is to get laid as a guy.
I think there's some truth to that. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? Do brainier guys have a hard time getting laid? Because it seems like... You know, Joe retard, I'm gonna drink a six pack and go
well,
to the bar and wiggle my pickle.
Low standards, though. He's like, tits, vagina, let's go.
Right, yeah.
Alive.
No, I don't think intelligence is a detriment.
Yeah,
at
we
all
do not want
laid.
Any dead cavities.
At all. Nothing helps.
All right.
Except uphill battle day
yes.
in and day
it
out.
It seems like we've decided. I want you guys to. I mean, what do you think? Do you think. The women here, what do you think? Is
They're
this possibly true? Am I totally an asshole?
They're looking at their own breasts and being like, fuck,
have
I cursed myself?
God, you mean these make me less funny?
I like my breasts. I don't care.
They're a humor dampening field.
Look at female comedians. Look at female comedians. Usually female comedians are not physically attractive, right?
And if a female comedian, if there's a female comedian, I find that they usually have to be a lot more vulgar than
right. It's the same. It's the what's his name? Full House guy.
Thing, it's a bigger thing than just comedy in that sense, though. I mean, it's inequality of the sexes for all of human history. Women have always been fucked over, and so now in the last couple of hundred years of human evolution, well, not evolution, but human society, they've started to get some rights. They've started to kind of be on level playing.
Men are actually becoming
still seen as. They're still held in lower regard.
Absolutely. So men get 70 cents to every dollar a man makes, but they also get better health benefits. So it actually, we get paid more.
No.
If you factor in health benefits,
Wait, why are you arguing with me? I'm saying that women are forced to do things.
No, I was going to say, what I'm saying is it's actually changing and men are becoming the weaker sex.
This may be true, but at the end of the day, women have always, been the sexual selectors of our society since the caveman days.
No, in the caveman women days, have you just knock bitches out.
All right, well, a couple days after that, a couple eons after that.
Maybe the agriculture, the start of agriculture, that's when pussy power began.
Pussy power. Did Australian Darwin come up with that one too?
Yes.
I don't like this concept.
He is a time traveler.
Oh my God, it all makes sense. Fucking Darwin. All right. Well, so I feel like I've won. Like, I feel like women are just, because I'm a man and I just win at everything. Slam dunk.
No, it's because you're Blake and there's no point in arguing with you.
She's not. Now she's defensive.
What is the counter argument to this?
What is that?
Men don't think that women are funny at any given point, and so no woman could ever stand up for a guy.
I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that. Like, women on general, on average.
Wait, I'm arguing with Blake, and everyone's like, yeah, but Ben fucking, he hates women too.
My point is that men on average are funnier than women. Because we are not the sexual selectors of our society. Will you agree with that? Oh God, I can't get nothing out of you guys. Just give me a nod.
Just do it.
They're so mad.
They're trying to think of a joke, but they can't because they're women. Next topic.
And none of us are getting laid ever.
All right. Groundhog.
They are calling everyone now.
Groundhog Day. What the fuck?
Great movie.
What is Groundhog Day? Does anyone know like how it works? Does anybody look this up on Wikipedia? They pull
every
a rat out
go
of a
to
hole,
sleep, and then you get up, and then it's the same day, and you can't.
No, don't bring Bill Murray into this. You pull a rat out of a hole, and then you.
No, it has to come out on its own.
I want to talk about Bill Murray.
Is it a legitimate thing?
No,
I'm saying if that animal did have some sort of trait that it learned about, you know, nature. I'm saying, again, from a science perspective, could there be any merits to the groundhog?
I don't know.
Groundhogs are just like retarded rodential shaman. They are connected with the elements, but they're also rodents. So,
but I'm saying, like, it could be a real thing. I mean, maybe groundhogs are in tune with.
No, it's not a real thing at all. No matter what.
How does the dude who pulls him out say he sees his shadow? What is he just like? Oh, he sees a shadow this year, y'all. Surely, he doesn't just make it up, right?
I don't think
the
it's
animal
a real
must
thing.
Do something.
I don't think it's a real thing.
If he's like more chill, he's like, oh, he's cool. I mean, it's springtime coming.
To an extent, some animals are a lot more attuned to changes in the environment before humans realize what's going on. Like animals on an island when there's about to be an earthquake or a tidal wave will freak the fuck out.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe there's some actual scientific basis in this.
It doesn't.
It's a pagan religion from Europe.
Yeah, it's like
he's been. Oh, Calvin!
All Calvin does.
You know what? No Wikipedia.
He just gets out Wikipedia and ruins everything.
No, okay, Blake. No matter what, even if the groundhog sees a shadow or not, there's going to be 6 weeks of winter, no matter what, because that's the way we're our
not on the
set up.
Yeah.
Oh, slammed up.
God.
Oh, man. 1 point for men.
Is that what this has devolved into?
Another funny not getting the same for being funny.
Enough misogyny for one episode. All right. Oh, fuck, is that all my top? Have we already burned it? No, I have at least one more. Right, Mexican people talk
make
about
something
that.
Up.
Guys are funnier than girls.
Pickle we can go them. Back to that one if we want.
Oh, you didn't have anything to... What?
Oh, you got
just,
something now?
No, I... Yes.
She's been Wikipedia-ing it for the last 5 minutes.
It's a joke?
I mean, well, look
no,
at...
No, I don't understand.
You could say, okay, maybe we are living a dude-centric comedy world, and women have their own dudes. Comedy.
A dude-centric world. That's
what you said. That's what you said about writers. You're like, oh, well, we've been brought up in male-centric writers, and so we value male. And I could see that, but at the same
totally
time, it. Funny is funny, I think.
No, funny is a social construct. The things that are funny in America... Are not necessarily
some things are
I've definitely
oh, sure, people falling down.
Topical humor
abortion.
Is very much regional. And
but I've never seen a society where women were like considered the funny
How many
idols.
Societies have you seen?
Like two.
Well,
mine and theirs.
I mean, I've definitely heard guys say, "Oh, well, women just don't deliver comedy that well."
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. No, actually, that some are.
We have shrill voices and.
That
you know,
is not
thing
funny.
I hate is people say like comedy is all about it's all about the delivering timing. Just get
no,
up there and
no,
be
it's
funny.
It's fucking
it's about
not.
Funny. Construct something funny idea in your head and then say it and then that's it, right? It's not like oh, just get up there and just speak your mind. No, that's not what it.
Well, you said earlier how a lot of the female comedians are unattractive,
right?
Right.
Well, so are the males.
And so are
the male.
To be fair, right? I think that's kind of across the board. There's.
So we like to laugh at ugly people.
But I would say almost every. I would say 90% of female comedians are unattractive. Where it's only about
really?
Maybe 50.
No.
Name 10 female comedians.
Oh, what's her name?
10.
Kathy Griffin, Sarah Silverman. What's
Ellen
her name? The Chinese one. Ellen.
Silverman's kind of cute.
She's very
good. Yeah, she is.
I don't like. I do not think Sarah Silverman or Tina Fey is funny because it's.
But
maybe
this
hilarious.
Is the difference. Maybe because like that kind of humor appeals more to girls. I just don't. I don't.
Tina
dig.
Faye
no,
is
Sarah
funny.
Silverman is basically a dude in a hot girl's body.
Yeah,
she is. She's like.
That's what I'm
like
into.
No,
maybe that's the problem.
I don't get why you don't like Sarah
wait,
Silverman.
So
she's
wait,
just
like,
as
when
racist
you watch
as
Hollywood,
you are.
I've
not
you
seen
just
her.
Like fucking jerking. You're like, God damn, yeah.
Well, I've not.
And then Sarah Silverman, like, oh fucking tits, really?
Tina Fey looks like Sarah Palin, and we all know that we would all fuck Sarah Palin. Let's admit it.
Oh
no,
dude. My dick would fall.
If fucking involved,
on the other hand,
just ending of life. Yes,
you fuck her to death. That's what you want.
Little pieces, though, right in the Gulf Stream.
How
you are not Dexter. You are not Dexter.
People
quit drinking Red Stripe, you bitch.
People keep telling me that she's like, you know, a political runner for the 2012
Tina
election.
Faye?
God,
I would vote for Tina Fey. Let's just say.
How has Sarah Palin?
I have stepped behind every fucking thing everybody says today.
How has she
I'm
been
thinking
able,
about the whatever from earlier?
Dildos, the
dildos.
Passion party. No, but how has she like captured the American? Zeitgeist somehow, and like she's still famous, even though everyone hates her.
Mind control.
She just appeals to the small town
get it.
America where rural America is.
I don't get it. Why would we want her to be her president when she couldn't even finish being Alaska's governor? You know, like
yeah,
on.
She basically is the shittiest politician ever.
She
in that
was
she
under extraordinarily
breast
to have a reality show. That was it. You know, national pressure to have a reality show.
She flaked out on an
have
office.
Have you guys ever been to up to campus and you go into like an office and there's a 45-year-old woman who's real fat and she just looks angry at the world and you just know as soon as you walk out of the room she's just muttering to herself. That bitch Suzanne didn't call me yesterday. I'm gonna get back at that. These students keep coming in here and just ruining everything for me, making my life. That's like who Sarah Palin is in my head. But somehow she's hot. And that's like.
You just described your mother.
I think Sarah Palin is just like.
How
dare you?
No, that's true.
Wow, I guess she was free.
But she can see Russia from her house. I mean, come on.
Well, also, she's kept away from the press. She doesn't answer any real questions. She has very.
I know.
Controlled media presence. She doesn't answer. To
that's
because
she's a retard with handlers.
Yeah,
I mean,
the few times she has been complete flops, and she looks like an idiot. So she has to be completely corralled.
So she's at least as qualified as George W. Bush. Then
this is she's like a product.
But I've never jerked off to George W. Bush.
Or have you? I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
A
well, you didn't see him. You know, September 11th attacks. I was confused. He was at the site, you know, American
Two
flag in the background.
Fell, but one came back up.
Yes, the September 11th George W. Bush porn.
So let's see. We've alienated everybody that's non-white. Everybody that is
not
centrist
man.
Or Republican.
Every woman.
A woman.
Everybody who's a man.
Everybody who's ever been laid.
And every American ever.
I can't wait to listen to our own podcast.
Everyone but Blake has been alien.
Look.
Hey, fuck Blake!
Hey, seriously, what a fucking asshole Blake is.
Look how weird the hair thing on his head is.
It's disgusting.
His nose,
it's kind of squishy. Every night.
He just looks like a dead cavity.
Unless anyone has anything to add to dead cavities, I think that about wraps it up for this episode of the best... Or excuse me, Big Hot Show. Anything? Anybody got anything to add?
I want
to
fuck a dental abscess.
Well, from all of us here, I'm Blake.
I'm Abigail. Oh, God.
I'm Will.
I'm Dead Cavity.
And we'll see you next time.